भगवद्गीता 1.30 नच शक्नो म्यवस्थातुं भ्रमति वच मे मनः निमित्तानि च पश्यामि विपरीतानि केशव नच शक्नो म्यवस्थातुं. सो हियर अर्जुन इज सेइंग दैट आई डू नॉट नो व्हाई आई एम सिचुएटेड हियर नच शक्नो म्यवस्थातुं Brahmativa chame manaha. My mind is wandering, reeling. It's literally Brahmativa. It's not just wandering, it is whirling around practically. Not able to focus on anything, I'm lost. Brahmativa chame manaha. I'm not able to stay here. Avasthatum shaknomi. It's not possible for me to stay here. Nimittani cha pashyami. Nimitta is causes. Pashyami, I am seeing what kind of causes? Viparitani Keshava. They are unfavorable, the opposite of what is expected. Keshava, O Krishna, O killer of the Keshi demon. Now, Arjuna is now here referring to Pashyami, not in a physical sense, but more in a metaphysical sense. So till now, the word Pashyami has come repeatedly, starting from 1.21 onward. Then Arjuna said, I want to see who are there assisting the Kauravas. So there he says, I want to see, and from that point the seeing is coming up. And that idea of seeing continues on here. And as it continues on, so it's described over here. So after seeing physically, now Arjuna is trying to make sense of what he has seen. And he's saying, I'm not able to make any sense of this. So nimittani can refer to causes, and nimittani in Sanskrit also means omens. So all that Arjuna is experiencing, now at one level, they are his own emotional reactions manifesting at a physical level. The bow slipping, his skin burning up, his hair standing up on end. But along with that, they are also indications that he is suffering and suffering terribly. So he is suffering terribly means that he is actually seeing these physical reaction, physical things that are happening in his body, not just as reactions to the emotions, but also as omens. So omens are considered signs of good or bad fortune. So, for example, in the first canto, 16-17 chapters, it is described that 14-15-16, the series of chapters when Krishna disappears, and Yudhishthira Maharaj sees various inauspicious omens, and he considers that, oh, something terrible is about to happen. What is it that is to happen? So, certain indicators, certain omens, certain things that happen, they are indicators that something even more disastrous is going to happen. So these are like ultra high-tech sensors of impending events. Just like before an earthquake happens, now we have some scientific methods by which we try to, say, come to know when a storm is going to come, or when a earthquake is going to come. Of course, seismic alerts are not as accurate, say, as atmospheric alerts. But researchers have observed that somehow animals, like dogs and cats, they somehow come to know and they start behaving oddly when an earthquake is going to occur. Now, how the animals come to know, that is not at all clear. But the fact that their behavior changes, and consistently it changes just before an impending earthquake or such a natural disaster, that has been repeatedly observed. So the point is, there are many subtle things in the universe of which we are not aware. And no doubt there can be many omens which are just superstitions, which may be undesirable. But beyond such superstitious beliefs, that there is a higher correlation in the cosmos, because of which certain events are harbingers, are precursors, are pointers of some bigger things happening. That is not wrong. That is true. So Arjuna is seeing this as nimitta. We are seeing this as omens that something terribly inauspicious is happening. And viparitani, when a warrior goes for fighting, the warrior expects victory. And when the warrior sees good omens, which indicate victory, then the warrior is happy. But when the warrior sees bad omens, which indicate defeat and death, the warrior is concerned. So Arjuna is saying, I am seeing all this as bad omens. And I feel, why should I be here? What should I do? Na chakno me avastha tum. I just can't stay over here. So, Pashyami here refers to Arjuna's interpretation of the events. He sees them as inauspicious. And further, he is also thinking, what will I gain over here by being here? So, till now, Arjuna's speech has been an objective description of his perception and his emotions. But from this point onward, now Arjuna will start giving justifications for his decisions. So his decision which he has expressed over here is, I cannot be here. I cannot be here in this battlefield. And he will verbalize this in the second chapter when he will say, Nayotsyeti Govindam. I cannot fight, O Govinda. That will come in second chapter at the start. But here, Arjuna is also to some extent stating his decision when he says, Vachishaknomi avasthatum brahmati vachame manaha, that it is not possible for me to stay here. So first there was the emotion, there was the perception of all relatives. Then that caused certain emotion. That emotion led to a decision. The emotions were overwhelming and the decision is that I cannot continue this battle. And justification, okay, he will give various reasons, basically five different reasons, which we will discuss one by one, for his not fighting. But the key thing is, he's saying, I am seeing only causes of misfortune and therefore, I cannot stay here, Arjuna. I cannot stay here, Krishna, he's saying. So, Srila Prabhupada in his purport mentions that, when we are self-interested, when we are self-centered, then sooner or later we will come to this level of inescapable frustration. When we will just not be able to do anything. So when we will, in today's management terminology, what is called as lose-lose situation, where whatever we do, it will just seem that there is no way to succeed and move forward. Always are ways to frustration, always are ways to loss. So, that is the situation which Arjuna will come. We all come to when we stay calculating at the level of the self. When we think, what's in it for me? And if that is the only thing we are basing our calculations on, and eventually we'll come to a situation where we'll see that there's nothing in it for me. And if there's nothing in it for me, then what's the point in my doing it? And therefore, but when we see that there's nothing in me for, nothing in it for me in any of the things which I'm considering doing, then what are we left to do with? Nothing. And that's what leads to great frustration. So, when we experience frustration at the material level, the way out is to raise our consciousness and rise to the spiritual level. And only when we rise to the spiritual level, then we can break free from such inevitable frustration. Because at the spiritual level, the opportunity to serve is unconditioned. The opportunity to enjoy depends on many conditions. But the opportunity to serve doesn't depend on conditions. Whatever be the situation, we can always serve Krishna. Whatever be the external condition. Even whatever be the internal condition in terms of physical intellectual, whatever, you can still call out to Krishna, you can still serve Krishna. So, that will be the message of the Bhagavad Gita, that when one feels, Shaknomi avasthatu, when I cannot be in this situation, the Bhagavad Gita's message will be, don't change the situation, change the disposition. Change the disposition. So, raise your perception to a higher level. Learn to look at things from a spiritual perspective. And then, although from a material perspective there seems to be frustration in all ways, the spiritual perspective will show us the way to move ahead, as it showed Arjuna. But here at this stage, Arjuna is completely overwhelmed, not knowing what to do, not being able to find any way ahead, reeling under the horror of the impending warfare, and reeling under the overwhelming emotional reaction that it is bringing, reeling under the inauspiciousness that such such reactions, physical reactions signify, and reeling under the dead end that he sees right in front of him, Arjuna pops out. But how Krishna gets him to rise and fight again, that is the transformational power of the wisdom of the Gita. Thank you.